Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them, can't help but praise them, can't help but praise them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Amen. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:19, the lip of truth shall be established forever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. Please continue to like us on our Facebook page on Women Speak Now. And thank you to everyone that's already had the opportunity to do so. You are truly appreciated for having me as your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. So you could give us your own topics. Yes, the topics that you have directly on our Facebook page. That's Women Speak Now. As well as through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this dynamic network, or myself. Now, listening audience, please, please don't be shy. You know what? We need to hear from one another. Yes, we do. I need to hear from you. You need to hear from me. All of us need to hear each other's perspectives, our own experiences and testimonies. Yes, our knowledge needs to be shared with each other. So please, please get involved in the conversation. So at the end of this discussion, I welcome you to press one. Yes, you do have something to say. So we welcome you to speak now and be heard. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you tonight, Lord. We give you thanks, Father God. Thank you for another day journey. Lord, we thank you for watching over us on today, Lord. Oh, Father God, thank you for keeping us safe, for providing for us, Lord, for being such an awesome, awesome God. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness. We welcome you here tonight on the airways, over the internet, over this broadcast, Holy Spirit. Lead us, guide us, direct us, teach us of God's ways. We set the atmosphere of one of praise and worship in Jesus' name. We declare that all our needs are met in you, Lord. The way is made straight, and we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, good evening, and happy Holy Week. Yes, this is Holy Week. We are just 3 days away from celebrating Resurrection Sunday, also known as Easter Sunday. This entire week is called Holy Week. Tonight, I want to spend some time talking to you about Holy Week. So tonight's topic is, let's take a day-by-day walk with Jesus. Yes, we're going to take a day-by-day walk with Jesus during this commemoration of Holy Week. So we're going to see what he did on each day. Amen? Amen. We know that the most important series of events, the most important series of events in the history of the world was the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Amen. It was the what? You got it. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and our Christ and our Savior, Jesus. It was by the means of his death that Jesus fulfilled prophecy that was spoken by the prophets of old. Many, many thousands of years before he was even born, it was prophesied. And his death, it was fulfilled. Yes, his birth, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. And we know that he paid man's debt. Yes. Something that we owe. He paid it. And he brought man's freedom from slavery and sin, meaning that now man has the opportunity to experience freedom in Jesus. See, for who God has set free is truly free indeed. So by the means of his burial, Jesus removed any and all doubt. Oh, yes, he removed any and all doubt. All the naysayers, he removed that. See, he had really died. And that stone that was placed in front of his tomb, it was so big, it was so heavy that it could not be removed by any one man, let alone two or three for that matter. So by the means of his resurrection, he proved that he had power over death. Amen. For he got up with all power in his hands. In fact, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest proof that he is indeed the Christ. He is indeed the Son of the living God, Matthew 16:16-18, Romans 1:4. The death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord are the very foundation of the gospel by which we are saved, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. So without the death of Jesus, without the burial, and without the resurrection, still be lost. Yes, we will still be lost. We will still be in sin. We will still be separated from God. And there will be no remission. No remission for sin. Hebrews 9:22 says, according to the law, almost everything is purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. So we know that Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Sacrifice is not a concept that any of us really enjoy. None of us really enjoy sacrifice. We don't really like sacrificing. No, we do not. many of us find it difficult to sacrifice those things that are really dear to our heart. Or we'll go ahead and give up something that ain't really dear to our heart. But if you ask us to sacrifice something that we really, really like and something that we really treasure, it's very hard to sacrifice. Amen? Yes. But the fact is that none of us, child, now are we? None of us are willing to sacrifice our own son, our own child, for others. We're not willing to sacrifice even our own lives for the entire world. Yet we have Jesus who does just that. Amen. He sacrificed his life in a way that's very excruciating. It's a very excruciating death that he died. He has been beaten. He was spit on. He was mocked. He was disrespected. And he was hung from a tree. For what? For a sinner like you and me. Because he loved us. Amen. What kind of love is this? I tell you what kind of love it is. It is a love that is extended to you and to me. In fact, any and all who will come, let them come. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. Oh, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. John 3:16. See, Jesus sacrificed things that most people, they adore it. They prize. It's like a prize to them. So most people prize it, and they see it as good. They see the things that are worthy. These are the things that he sacrificed, things that people are not willing to sacrifice or give up, things that they hold as a treasure, things like ambition, like wealth, like prestige, their position, popularity. And all kinds of things that are dealing with basically success, what you see as success and wealth. But you know what? Jesus has the power within himself to attain any and all the desires of any human achievement, anything that you could imagine. He had the power to do all that. But he shunned them. Yes, he did. He shunned all of them for the greater reward was befalling. Amen. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and now he is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Hebrews 12:2. You see, he has all power in his hands. He holds the keys to both life and death. He is now the high priest forever, and to his kingdom there is no end. So let's now walk with Jesus. We're going to walk with Jesus each day as he prepares to sacrifice his life. And we're going to begin with Palm Sunday. Amen. So we're starting off with Holy Week, day one, called Palm Sunday, which is the triumphal entry. Yes, the entry, Palm Sunday. So on the Sunday before his death, Jesus began his trip to Jerusalem, knowing that soon he would lay down his life for the sins of the world. Near the village of Bethphage, he sent two of his disciples ahead to look for a donkey with its unbroken colt. Jesus instructed his disciples to untie the animal and bring them to him. Then Jesus sat on the donkey and slowly, humbly made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, fulfilling the ancient prophecy in Zechariah 9:9, which says, "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The crowds welcomed Jesus by waving their palm branches in the air, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." On Palm Sunday, Jesus and his disciples, they spent the night in Bethany, a town about 2 miles east of Jerusalem. In all likelihood, Jesus stayed in the home of Mary, in the home of Martha and Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Now, I wonder what was Jesus' thoughts as he entered into Jerusalem. I know for one thing, he was brave, he was victorious, and I'm so glad that he entered this week determined and focused. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. On day two, which was Monday, Jesus clears the temple. As we continue tracing the footsteps of Jesus, we know on Monday morning, he returned with his disciples to Jerusalem. Along the way, Jesus curses a fig tree because it had failed to bear fruit. Some scholars believe this cursing of the fig tree represents God's judgment on the spirituality, on the dead religious leaders of Israel. Others believe that the symbolism extends to all believers, demonstrating the genuine living faith is more than this outwardly religious entity. Yes, having a religious spirit. See, true faith must bear spiritual fruit. Yes, our faith should bear some type of spiritual fruit in our personal lives. Yes, in the lives of the believer, there should be some fruit. Our fruit should bear witness of what it is we believe. Amen? So when Jesus arrived at the temple, he found the courts full of corrupt money changers. Yes, full of corrupt money changers. They were set up in the temple, just showing out, y'all. They were selling, buying, and being corrupt. All up in the temple. Selling, buying, and being corrupt. So Jesus cleans the house by doing what? Turning over the money tables, and he even turned over the seat of those who were selling pigeons. Yeah, so they were up in the temple just cutting up. And the scripture tells us that Jesus began overturning the tables and clearing the temple, saying, "The scriptures declare, my temple will be a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves." Luke 19:46. So after a long day of setting his father's house back in order, on Monday evening, Jesus stayed in Bethany again, probably in the home of his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. That takes us into Holy Week Day 3, which is Tuesday. Tuesday in Jerusalem at the Mount of Olives. Day in Jerusalem at the Mount of Olives. So on Tuesday morning, Jesus and his disciples, they returned to Jerusalem. They passed the withered fig tree on their way, and Jesus taught them about faith. They go into the temple. At the temple, the religious leaders aggressively challenge Jesus' authority, attempting to ambush him and create an opportunity for his arrest, asking him all kinds of questions, trying to trip him up. But Jesus evades their traps and pronounces a harsh judgment on him, on them. He pronounces a harsh judgment on them. So Jesus evades their traps. And he says, "Blind guides, for you are like whitewashed tombs. Beautiful on the outside, but filled on the inside with dead people's bones of all sorts of impurity. Outwardly, you look like righteous people, but inwardly, your hearts are filled with hypocrisy. How will you escape the judgment of hell?" Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 24 through 33. That's Matthew 24 through 33. So Tuesday afternoon, Jesus left the city, and he went with his disciples to the Mount of Olives, which overlooks Jerusalem, due east of the temple. And here, Jesus gave the Olivet Discourse, an elaborate prophecy about the destruction of Jerusalem and the end of the age. He taught in parables, using symbolic language about the end time event, including his second coming and the final judgment. The scripture indicates that Tuesday was the day that Judas negotiated with the Sanhedrin to betray Jesus. Matthew 26, that's verses 14 through 16. So after another tiring day of confrontation and warnings about the future, once again, Jesus and his disciples stay the night in Bethany. That takes us to Holy Week, Day 4, which is known as Silent Wednesday. The Bible doesn't say the Lord did on Wednesday of this Holy Week, but scholars do speculate that after two exhausting days in Jerusalem, Jesus and his disciples spent this day resting in Bethany in anticipation of the Passover. Bethany was about 2 miles east of Jerusalem, and here Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha, had lived. They were close friends of Jesus and probably hosted him and the disciples during these final days in Jerusalem. Just a short time previously, Jesus had revealed to his disciples and the world that he had the power over death by raising Lazarus from the grave. After seeing this incredible miracle, many people in Bethany believed that Jesus was the Son of God, and they put their faith in him. Also in Bethany, just a few nights earlier, Lazarus' sister Mary had lovingly anointed the feet of Jesus with that expensive perfume. While we can only speculate, it's fascinating to consider how our Lord Jesus spent this final quiet day with his dearest friends, followers. Day 5, which is Thursday, known as the Passover and the Last Supper. So from Bethany, Jesus sent Peter and John ahead to the upper room in Jerusalem to make the preparations for the Passover feast. That evening after sunset, Jesus washes the feet of his disciples as they prepare to share in the Passover. By performing this humble act of service, Jesus demonstrated by example how they were to love one another. And the practice of foot washing is a ceremony even to this day that many people still do, and they do it on this Thursday, and some call it the Maundy Thursday service. So then Jesus shared the feast of the Passover with his disciples, saying, "I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins, for I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." That's Luke 22, verses 15 through 16, and that's the New Living Translation. Luke 22, 15 through 16, and that's when Jesus says, "For I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." So as the Lamb of God, Jesus is about to fulfill the meaning of the Passover by giving his body to be broken and his blood to be shed and sacrificed, freeing us from sin and from death. Freeing us from what? Freeing us from sin and death. It's during this last supper that Jesus establishes the Lord's Supper, or what we call as the Holy Communion. He instructs his followers to continually remember his sacrifice by sharing in this element of bread and wine. And Luke 22:19-20 says, "And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And likewise, the cup after they have eaten, saying, 'This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.'" Hallelujah. Later, Jesus and his disciples left the upper room and went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed in agony to God the Father. Luke's gospel says his sweat became like drops of blood falling down to the ground, Luke 22:44. Late that evening, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss by Judas and arrested by the Sanhedrin, taken to the home of Cephas, the high priest, where the whole council, they all came and gathered and began making a case against Jesus. Meanwhile, early in the morning hours, as Jesus' trial was getting underway, Peter denied knowing the master three times before that rooster crowed, just like the scripture said it would. Amen. So now that takes us to day six, which is known as Good Friday. Good Friday, amen. And on Good Friday is the trial. It's the crucifixion, the death, and the burial on Good Friday. It's the most difficult day of Holy Week. You see, Christ's journey turns treacherous, and it becomes so painful in these final hours leading to his death. According to the scripture, Judas, the disciple who had betrayed Jesus, was overcome with remorse, and he hung himself early that Friday morning. Meanwhile, before the third hour, it's 9 a.m., Jesus endured the shame of false accusations, of condemnation, mockery, beatings, and abandonment. After multiple unlawful trials, he was sentenced to death by crucifixion, which is one of the most horrible, one of the most disgraceful methods of capital punishment. And before Christ was led away, the soldiers, they spit on him. They tormented Jesus. They mocked him, and they pierced him with a crown of thorns. Yes, they put him on his head on cross to Calvary, where again he was mocked and insulted as Roman soldiers nailed him to this wooden cross. And Jesus speaks seven final statements from the cross. His first words were, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing," Luke 23:34. And his last were, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit," Luke 23:46. Then about the ninth hour, 3 p.m., Jesus breathes his last breath and dies. By 6 p.m., Friday evening, Nicodemus and Joseph took Jesus' body down from the cross and laid it in a tomb. My Lord, what an ultimate sacrifice you paid for us. I just want to say thank you, Lord. And I love you, and I'm so thankful for the ultimate sacrifice that you did. And that takes us into day 7, which is Saturday in the tomb. Day 7, as we walk with Jesus in this holy week, we are on day 7, which is Saturday in the tomb. So Jesus' body lay in the tomb where it was guarded by the Roman soldiers throughout the day on Saturday, which was the Sabbath. When the Sabbath ended at 6 p.m., Christ's body was ceremonially treated for burial with spices purchased by Nicodemus. He brought about 75 pounds of perfume ointment made from myrrh and aloes. They followed the Jewish burial custom, then wrapped Jesus' body with the spices and a long sheet of white linen. That's John 19, verses 39 through 40. John, the 19th chapter, verses 39 through 40, as they start to prepare Jesus' body. And they go on with the Jewish burial custom as custom. And he's wrapped with these expensive perfumes and spices and wrapped up in linen cloth. Nicodemus, like Joseph, was a member of the Sanhedrin, the court which had condemned Jesus Christ to death. For a time, both men had lived as secret followers of Jesus because they were afraid to make their public profession of faith known because of their prominent position in the Jewish community. Similarly, both were deeply affected by Christ's death. They boldly came out from hiding, risking their reputations and their lives because they had now realized who Jesus was, indeed the long-awaited Messiah. Together, they cared for Jesus' body and prepared it for the burial. While his physical body lay in the tomb, Jesus Christ paid the penalty for sin by offering the perfect, spotless sacrifice. He conquered death, both spiritually and physically, securing our internal salvation. Although the body of Jesus was in the tomb, his soul was among the dead, announcing the kingdom. The hour is coming now, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it will live. John 5:25. Amen. So early on Sunday, hallelujah, early on Sunday, which is Resurrection Sunday, Luke, the 24th chapter, tells us that Jesus has risen. Oh, yes, he rose from the dead. Luke, the 24th chapter, says, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners to be crucified on the third day. And he will be raised again. Then they remembered the words of Jesus. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary, Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of the linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. Then Jesus appears to his disciples, starting at the 36th verse. It says, while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. They were all startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, why are you troubled? And why do you doubt? Why has doubt rise in your mind? Look at my hands. Look at my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you and I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy of amazement, he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of raw fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that it is written about me in the law of Moses in their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning with Jerusalem. You are a witness of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until I have been clothed with power from on high. Then we have the ascension of Jesus, starting in the 50th verse. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually in the temple, praising God. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your death. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your burial and your resurrection. You didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did. We praise your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. We adore you, oh, mighty God. Glory, glory, glory. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, Lord, help us to walk with you, to talk with you, to put your words down in our belly so it can overflow like honey. Less of us, Lord, and more of you, almighty God. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the bright and the morning star. Praise the name of the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. You know what? He healed my body and told me to run on. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. I pray you have enjoyed this walk with Jesus day by day as we celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And that ends my part on tonight's discussion, but I would love to hear from you, listening audience. It's your turn to speak now and be heard. How has this topic blessed you? Maybe you have questions, maybe you have a shout out, or maybe you just desire prayer. Whatever it is, go ahead and press 1 at this time in the broadcast because it's your turn to speak now and be heard. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, ladies. Come on and dial 1 and get into the conversation with Minister Michelle and this dynamic journey. Wow, what a journey. Minister Terry, you're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard. We're listening.
Good evening, family. I'm listening, too. Praise the Lord, Minister Michelle,
praise
my
the
beautiful
Lord.
Sister. Praise him, praise him, my beautiful sister.
Yes, praise the name of
the
Lord.
And my beautiful brother on the line, too, and all the listeners, beautiful family. Holy week, I tell you, Minister Michelle, you broke it down because you know what? We know about Jesus. A lot of us know about Jesus. We know the name of Jesus, but we don't know. We don't know what he paid for us.
Mm.
For us,
yes,
to be free, you know. Ooh, I just thank you. I thank you, sister, for just breaking this down. I was taking notes and listening and trying to take notes, but I thank God. I thank God for archives because I can always go back if I miss.
Amen.
Something. Ooh, I
Amen.
Tell you, glory to God.
I mean, he paid such
know.
A high price, like you said. It's just beyond
yes.
what you can really understand. And when I was reading, I was like, my Lord.
Right,
my
Lord.
Lord.
You know, my Lord. And such a good person, just such a good person, you know, just good inside and out. So that's the way, ooh, more like Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I love you guys, family. God bless you.
Love you, too.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
See you Sunday.
And be sure to tune in tomorrow. Be sure to tune in tomorrow.
Yes. See you Sunday. I'm going to listen. I'm sure I'm going to bounce off you. I'm going to bounce off you. God bless you all.
Amen.
I love this.
Amen.
Amen.
God be the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sis. Area code 323, last 4, 2161. You're live on Women Speak Now with Minister Michelle.
God bless you, caller.
Area code 323, last 4, 2161.
I'm here. I was just talking and didn't know the phone was on silent. Good evening, Minister Michelle and Pastor E.
Oh, good evening, Minister.
How are you?
How are you? God bless you.
I was just talking and then you said you're on the line. Okay. Blessings to both of you guys, and always I'm touched. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God
Amen.
For the price he paid for me. And Jesus died for our sins because that's what the Father wanted him to do. And I was just telling someone the other day that it took Jesus 3 days to rise from the dead. And then I was thinking, too, what you guys were talking about the other night about people are walking around like the living dead. And that was me. And I said it to Jesus 3 days, and it took me 35 years to finally get it. But because of Jesus and his love for me, even though it took 35 years, I finally got it. You know, so I thank God that I got it before I got gone and ended up out of here due to the choices I made. Jesus didn't make any bad decisions or choices like I did. He done that for us. But I made foolish choices and decisions just because, what you say, after you 18, you grown. Just because.
And we all been there, done that. Guess what?
Yeah,
we only say it by grace.
You know,
we only say it by grace. Oh, but the grace of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But you know what, Mr. Curly,
it
doesn't matter where we start. It don't matter where we start, sister. It only matter where we end. It doesn't matter how long we get there, as long as we get there. Amen. Because we don't want to leave this earth without Jesus, and you have that. So praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Amen.
I want to cut you off. You got me hyped up. You got me excited.
Go ahead. You got something else?
Oh, no, sir. No.
Okay. Well, I'll see you this weekend. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Amen. Amen. If somebody else better dial one to come on into the conversation, I do feel like throwing under the bus. No, I'm just playing. I'm so silly. Well, we're going to bring your little man up into the discussion. Pastor Dwayne, come on in, man. Was that an illustration of the of a day-by-day walk with Jesus?
Man, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. Man, look here, Minister Michelle, you put that thing. I was sitting there listening, right? Man, she put this thing well. She well put that thing together.
And you saying it to yourself.
Man, I'm not sitting
God
there.
Bless
you know,
you,
I'm
man,
like,
God.
I'm not listening.
God
I'm like, oh, my goodness. Day by day by day by day by day. And that's the kind of relationship. See, that's what you call a relationship. Because a relationship, you get to know about it. By somebody, and when you get to know about somebody, you can tell about somebody in details. You can't tell about nobody in details if you don't have a relationship with them. And I can tell that.
That's good.
I'm saying, man, listen, the world needs to hear this here, which is the world is hearing this here, and that goes to get us out of tradition. See, that get us into relationship, and you got us into the throne. You got us into his death, burial, and his resurrection, and it was well
Praise
put together.
God.
So I just want to say, man, I appreciate that. I'm blessed.
Thank you.
I'm happy. I'm
I appreciate
in Walmart.
You.
I'm in Walmart. My face is like, wow, that's the Lord we
Praise
serve.
God.
That's the God that we serve. And I just thank you. I thank you for that word. And I thank you for you to
You're welcome.
Apostle,
I appreciate you.
Because if Apostle wouldn't have put this thing together, we wouldn't be able to hear your voice. We wouldn't be able to hear the
Yes, voice. Yes.
So I thank the
Amen.
Apostle for putting
Give
together.
Give honor where honor
is due. I thank you for that, man. That was
Amen.
Blessing.
God bless you, my
blessing.
Brother.
That was yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Collins.
God bless.
God
bless.
You.
God bless.
I
know you got a big weekend set up. I know you got some things going on in Madison.
Yeah,
we're
going
to be praying for you and your ministry, man, in this resurrection weekend. The rest of this week. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless
Amen.
You, bro. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you are live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard. We're listening.
Yes. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, man of God.
Good evening.
Good evening, Minister Michelle.
Good evening, mighty woman of God, Evangelist Valentine. God bless you.
I love the way she say your name.
God bless you, too.
Michelle. I say I love the way you say her name, Minister
Amen.
Michelle.
I do too.
Praise God! Oh,
hallelujah!
Praise God.
Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God!
Yeah, praise your name,
week,
Lord.
What a holy week! A holy week!
Yes, Lord.
When you talk a holy week, and when you just I'm just so excited. I'm sitting here. I just rushed in. I went to get my nails done, my toes done, and everything.
All right,
and trying to get in.
All
yes,
right.
baby.
Praise God. That's right. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
Amen.
I, one man. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And you really have walked us through this tonight.
Praise God.
You have walked us. You talk about what a day-by-day walk with Jesus. That's awesome. And you
don't walk
us all the way. You don't walk us through all the way from Palm Sunday up until his death, burial, and resurrection.
Hallelujah.
And I think this is so awesome. Because you know what?
Oh, God be the glory.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. God gets the glory. He gets all the honor. He gets all the praise.
Yes, Lord. Belongs
to
you, Lord.
He didn't have to do what he did. I looked at a movie last night. They had this man playing the role of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at them, how they beat him, how they what you just said. They spit on him, they ridiculed him, they denied him.
Mm-hmm.
They did everything under the sun.
Yes, Lord.
And then I just listened at you, and I've been blessed. Because you know what? No one could have done what Jesus did. No one could have done what Jesus did. He died for us. He paid it all for us. He paid it all for us on the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
No one else could have done that but my Lord and my Savior. He paid it all for us. He took our place. He substituted his life for us. And I'm excited because I love God. I love him because God said he sent Jesus into this world to die for us, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He promised us he'll give us everlasting life. And look at what he did. You done walked us through this, so nobody else could have did that no better than what you did, my sister.
Thank you, Evangelist.
This
God
was
be
so
the glory.
Awesome. You've been before God.
God.
You have studied. You have meditated. And I'm sitting here with tears running down my face.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you,
bless
Jesus.
Bless your name, Lord. Glory
thank
to your name.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless
yes,
your name, Lord.
Bless your name.
Bless
hallelujah.
Your name,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory,
bless
glory.
Your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you for us, oh
we bless
God.
Your name,
thank
Lord.
You. Oh, what a yes, you done walked us through this. Nobody, I don't think nobody else could have did it unless they got before God.
Praise God.
And studied like you did and brought this to us from Palm Sunday up until Easter Sunday, the day that he rose.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, I praise
thank
him.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank God for you. I got tears running off.
I thank God for you, Evangelist. Thank God for you, mighty woman of God. I thank God for you, mighty woman of God.
Yes, yeah. Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. What a shit is. Look at Jesus. I walk with him day by day with Jesus. That's awesome.
Yes, Lord. Praise God.
That's awesome to walk with him. And he's with us every step of the way.
Say that. Yes, he is.
He's with
promise
us
to never leave. Yes,
ooh, Lord. What a word.
Yeah, what a word. Especially when we make this our every week walk with him.
Yes, Lord.
Continually experiencing him daily. You know, we get a good message. We be like, oh, good word. Then tomorrow we right back the way it used to be. So you got to stay in
speak
Jesus
on the man of God.
7 days
yeah.
a week. Just, that message
yeah.
got to make you go higher in God. We have to say,
yes.
Enough is enough.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
So I don't be waiting around for, you know, this so-called
yes.
time for Easter.
Yes.
Every day.
Right.
He says, if you desire to follow
every
me,
day.
Deny yourself, take up your cross daily.
Amen.
There's a resurrection
amen.
Every
yes.
day.
Day by day.
Woo, glory.
Yes. Day by day, walk with Jesus. It is a daily thing, every day.
Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes!
Every
any
day.
Else? Anybody? One else? Anyone else want to get in this conversation? Dial one.
Let me
there
get
may be someone
line.
On here needing prayer. There may be someone in this line ooh. that heard the word of God today has changed your whole perception of Jesus. Dial
ooh,
one right
Jesus.
Now. We want
yeah.
to talk with you. You may just
yeah.
want to say hi. Dial one. or you have a need, someone else you know has a need, dial one, and let's get that in there. We got about 15 minutes left of this broadcast to give you an opportunity. And this is, and as Minister Michelle said in the beginning, this is for you. These discussions,
yes, it is.
I love when we get to bouncing off each other, because that's just the Spirit of God confirming in us the power of agreement. What a word.
Yes,
what a word, because when you study yourself to be approved, the word confirms itself. You're like, high five.
God.
Come on. Instead of trying to take notes and cheat and flip it around and use it another way. No, the word is the word, because you can have the word in you too when you activate it daily. Let's take a walk with Jesus daily. Let's stay in the walk with him, because he says follow him. And he's not he's not dead. I was sharing in Bible study of the Minister Michelle. If anybody's looking for another crucifixion, another death, burial, resurrection, it won't happen again. God, he has paid the ultimate price.
Think on it.
And it won't happen again. But are we gonna get crucified? Are we gonna be buried? Are we gonna get are we gonna rise with
him?
Are we gonna take this walk with Jesus daily that we prove ourselves to be approved in his faith, in his honor, and in his eyesight?
Yes.
It's what my call is. It's what my purpose is.
Yes.
To go higher in God, to be ready. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'm on the cross.
Yes, your will.
Look. You know, I'm on the cross. Look, I'm the one in the grave.
Right.
But I tell you, on Sunday, I'm getting up because he's up.
I'm getting up.
Amen.
Because he's up.
Getting up because he's
That's
up.
Right.
Oh my God.
Amen.
Awesome.
But as this resurrection week has went forward, it's really to experience the true cost. Oh, yesterday
Come on,
Bible study, Minister Michelle, you can see the looks on the faces as I just explained it, and we went through the scriptures and said, oh, wow. I mean, the illustration of that crown of thorns. This wasn't no little bitty little tuck of weed. This was the big thorns looking like deer antlers.
Right. I can't even watch the Passion of Christ. I can't even watch it, man. God, it's too much for me. I can't take it.
Look, and they twisted in his skull into his into his flesh.
My Lord.
And blood went all the way around his head down his body.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
To really experience the cost.
Yes.
The high cost.
Oh, go ahead. You were saying something.
One that we're not willing to pay. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Minister Michelle, when you were talking about the Passion of Christ, I watched it once. I can't watch it anymore.
I know. It's too much. It's too graphic.
Pastor was just saying, man of God was just saying, how they put the thorn. They crushed his skull.
Yeah.
They crushed his skull.
Uh-uh-uh.
And that's when all the blood just began to run down his face.
And he never said a mumbling word.
Indeed, he didn't say nothing. But then
the torture was disgraceful.
Yes.
The Romans, if you look historical, are still one of the number one torturers ever in this world, ever in history.
Ever.
Their methods of torture. Know the crucifixion and them breaking the legs and them having to and then their lungs being punctured and they having no way to hold air. They knew how to torture.
Ooh,
well, you wouldn't die, but you would just be in torture.
Suffer.
Not one mumbling word.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus.
My Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Oh, but he got up. Ooh, Jesus.
Yes.
But he got up.
Power,
but
he
got
up. When
power,
he got
up,
man of God,
amen.
We got up too.
I'm up. I'm up.
Yes, we did, Evangelist. Praise God.
I'm up.
Paul
out of the grave.
Said in Colossians chapter 3, if you've been risen with Christ, no longer seek those things which are, he says, seek those things which are above and not those things which are on earth.
That's it.
So we now change our direction.
Yes, Lord.
I'm up.
Amen.
I'm up. I'm seeking those things up there, Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come.
Yes,
your will be done.
Come.
On earth as it is this day.
In
Jesus, right now.
Yes, Lord.
Right now.
Right now, Lord.
Right now.
Give us what?
Right now.
This day.
This day.
Our daily bread. Forgive us.
Forgive us,
Lord.
Jesus.
as we forgive those who sinned against us.
Well,
that you get the honor, you get the glory, you get all the accolades.
Yes, Lord.
As we vertically see God face to face.
Yes, face to face.
I want to take a moment. There's some people out there that, we're not even gonna put names, because what we're learning here at the network is that God has given us a room called the portion room that we don't even have to point out people, but we just know
pray
it's a need.
Yes.
We want to pray that we deposit, that we continue to deposit in the portion room, that all needs are covered, that all sickness is healed, that all sin is refused, and that life more abundantly comes from the portion room.
Ooh, yes, Jesus. Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank
and I'm going to let y'all, I'll come at the end, but you guys go ahead and start it however you want to, but let's just pray for the portion room, and I'll start it at this. Heavenly Father God, we thank you, first of all, for the prayer of agreement. We take ourselves out of the equation, Lord. Any hidden agendas, any plans and purposes we may have, Lord, we put them on the altar and say, take it away. We cast all our cares on you right now, Lord, and all of our own needs and worries. We cast them right now all to you, that we come before you holy and acceptable in your sight, that our prayer of agreement is received in by faith. So, Lord, we touch and agree from the east, the west, the north, the south, the up, the high, the low, the wherever you have us positioned, no matter geographically, but spiritually, we join on one accord right now, say, and move. Move now by your spirit.
Yes,
move
Lord.
Now by our faith. Move now by the words spoken that
yes,
will come
Lord.
To fruition through the prayers of by the effectual prayers of the righteous men and women that will avail
Amen.
Much. We're praying for prayers that will avail much tonight. When we pray, we know things change. So Lord, we pray in agreement,
Lord.
Not by power, not by might, but by your spirit that it's already done. But we now want to enter into your presence. And I say personally, Lord, if there's anything that I have extra, I want you to receive it in the portion room for whoever it may be needed. Any need, any situation, Lord, I give it freely. And you know what you've given me. You know what you hold over me. You know what I have available to me. Lord, I release it back to the
Lord.
Altar right now. And I say, take it. Take it freely, Lord, and bless those that need to be blessed. I pray for each prayer warrior right now that's about to come, Lord, that as we deposit, you strengthen us back, that as we give freely, Lord, you let us receive, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it won't be physical, it will be spiritual, and that's good enough for me. So have your way tonight as we experience your blessing. Have your way tonight that as we acknowledge, oh, your healing, Lord, have your way tonight, Lord, as we get in line with your already done work. Have your mighty way
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In
Jesus'
name.
Amen. Jesus' name.
Yes, in
Jesus'
name.
Jesus'
name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
Lord. Jesus'
name. Heal us, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Yes,
Lord.
Heal us, Jesus. Touch our body, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Salvation.
Yes.
I want to pray for the family, a friend, a young lady. She used to teach at Linwood High, Daisy. I don't remember her last name, but she passed away. We have been praying for her, and we know this for a fact. She's in a better place. No more pain, no more sickness.
Yes.
But her family may not know the Lord as their personal Lord and
in
Savior.
In the name of Jesus,
we want to pray for that family today. They receive the new life in Christ, and they understand that the word says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you want to spend time with a parent, a cousin, a sister that has passed on, spend time with Jesus. Because if they're in the presence with the Lord and you're spending time with the Lord, you're in the presence of them too. That's why them spirits be coming on us and we be like, wow, I just can feel. Oh, I'll be honest with you guys. I have more influence from my parents now in my life than I ever did as a kid because I was rambunctious and I was disobedient. But by spending time with Jesus, the same spirit he was giving them to give me, I receive it now freely.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And I know they're not no more sickness and no more disease. But they're in the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
So I want to bless Daisy's family. I want to just disperse that out to that family that they receive Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In your name. In the name of Jesus.
Any closing remarks, Minister Michelle?
Yes, in closing remarks, I just want to say be sure to celebrate Resurrection Sunday on this Sunday. And I know that Pastor E is having a big event on this Sunday, Pastor E in Posse Park. You want to go ahead and give that shout out?
Well, check this out. 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is going to be on live video also, but 10 a.m. in the city of Compton, adjacent from 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. It's right off the corner of Compton and Long Beach Boulevard. Yes, Resurrection Sunday in the park. We're barbecuing. We're giving away clothes. We're giving away food.
Amen.
We're giving away love. But the most important thing we're doing, we're giving away Jesus. Woo!
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
It doesn't matter what you do to get them there. It's what you do once
all
they
right
come.
Now.
We are believing for
amen.
A harvest of people that are hungry for Jesus. We are believing that we're going to leave this place different than we came by all being in agreement that we need more Jesus. And with Jesus, it's going to be all right. With Jesus, we can make it. And by the attributes of all of the team members, Sylvia Nunn's angels, Cynthia Nunn, who is over that organization, partnering with them and just when God said it, everything that's been happening, Minister Michelle, is like, okay. What an idea. Yes. Wow.
Praise
God. That'll really work. And God is
awesome.
Moving and he's moving dynamic. I'm telling you, we just going to be connecting with you guys right around the corner in your service and really believing God
Temple
is moving
in
that area right there. And we're targeting the east side of Compton. We're targeting. Yes, we're going for all of Compton. But right now you got to start somewhere. And if you don't have something that's working, people don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen. So we want to really work hard in our community and make a difference.
God.
Starts this Sunday. I'll preach in the park every Sunday, Minister Michelle. If they tell me Sunday, can we do this every Sunday? I will be there.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And it'll be a Resurrection
that's
Sunday
awesome.
Every
move
Sunday. Amen. So that's this Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have, like I said, a service. We have some dynamic guests coming out, too. One Voice, Pastor E and One Voice, a new group I've been working with, debuting a little something. Monique DeLeon, awesome praise and worship young lady. D-Burn, a Christian rapper, off the chain. He's going to be out there rapping for the kids while they having
praise
fun. And doing things we got and then One Voice all individually have things that they do that we'll be singing and making a joyful noise all day long. We got barbecue. We're going to do an Easter egg hunt for the kids. And as I said before, a free clothing store. And I have even personally taken out some great items out of my closet to donate to the community. So it's not too late. You got something you want to donate? Get in touch with me. Or get in touch with Heaven Sent or Sylvia Nunn's Angels, and we'll come get it. We'll tell you where to drop it off, and anything we need, anything you have, we're willing to take it because the people are in need.
Praise God.
Let me get my commercial on. Woo!
All right, that's right. If you're in the area, don't miss it. 10 o'clock Sunday. Amen.
That's right.
That's right. And please know that you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Amen. Be blessed.
God bless. Love you, sis.
Love you too, my brother.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.